KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Second Lady Usha Vance announced on her social media page she's making a trip to Greenland.
I'm also coming to celebrate the long history of mutual respect and cooperation between our nations, and to express hope that our relationship will only grow stronger in the coming years.
But Greenland's prime minister told a local newspaper the countries are now at a level where it can in no way be characterized as a harmless visit from a politician's wife, referring to President Trump's comments about U.S. interests in Greenland and the fact that the national security advisor and energy secretary will be part of the delegation. A U.S. delegation's in Saudi Arabia right now meeting with Russian officials for talks focused on ending the war in Ukraine. In Washington, a three-judge panel we'll hear arguments over the Trump administration's bid to use the Alien Enemies Act to deport suspected gang members, and sentencing today for a Kenyan man affiliated with the Al-Shabaab group convicted of attempting a 9/11-style terror attack in Atlanta. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Letter carriers with the U.S. Postal Service gathered for a rally in Green Bay Sunday. They're concerned about major cutbacks across federal agencies and the possibility of privatization of the post office. Patrick Van Egeren, president of the National Association of Letter Carriers Titletown Branch 619, said privatization of the Postal Service threatens the jobs of nearly 8 million postal employees, and it threatens the jobs and businesses that rely on the post office to operate. There are plans for more demonstrations in the future. The Wisconsin State Senate has unanimously passed a bill meant to protect women receiving medical care while they're either unconscious or under anesthesia. The bill would require written consent to perform pelvic exams on women when medical students are present. The legislation has wide support from health groups in the state, including the Wisconsin Nursing Association, Wisconsin Alliance for Women's Health, and the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault. The bill still needs to pass the full assembly before it heads to Governor Tony Evers. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced over $6.3 million in funding through the Specialized Transit Program to help improve transportation services for seniors and people with disabilities across the state. 58 agencies across Wisconsin will receive a portion of the funding. Approved projects include things like mobility management initiatives that coordinate and connect people with area transportation services, as well as increasing capacity. The Center for Independent Living will receive the largest award at over $423,000. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
The Badgers women win the national title. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's hockey, Wisconsin with a 4-3 win over Ohio State, winning the national championship. The game in overtime when Wisconsin's Kirsten Sims shot the winning goal on ESPN.
Puck goes off a body, then corralled here by Murphy, sweeping down the wall. Here comes Eden, looking, firing, save me!
Sims' penalty shot near the end of regulation tied it up 3-3, her teammates urging her to volunteer.
I mean, it kind of was everybody on the bench. It was like, Sims, you're taking it. And I was like, you know what? Fine, I'll do it. But I was so nervous, but it worked out.
NBA, the Bucks in Phoenix tonight to take on the Suns. College hoops, Greg Gard and the Badgers back home after their season over, losing to BYU 91-89. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is a little breezy this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy for a while, but the wind will die down and we will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. But before then, could be some areas of blowing snow, maybe a few flurries through about mid-morning. So be ready for that. High today, 41. Clear tonight, 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Hey, the draft is quickly approaching, and if you're looking to host a memorable party in a historic downtown venue, Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay is your place. A full range of private event packages to accommodate your draft needs. It will be a phenomenal experience for you and your guests. Each package can be customized to match your specific vision, where the dedicated staff will bring it to life. Whether you're a corporation, business, team, agency, or just looking for a private event space, look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor. For more information, email Brian with a Y at heightsgb.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we've got Angela Lang from Block here as our co-host for the day. Also, Representative Darren B. Madison, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, and the one and only Reggie Jackson is back on board as he is every Monday at 9 o'clock. He's the CEO of Reggie Jackson, Inc. Reggie Jackson is a nationally heralded independent scholar and much sought-after speaker, researcher, writer, and consultant to the media on race relations. He helps institutions and individuals understand how our country's racial hierarchy developed historically, its impact on our lives today, and how we can realize America's promise of all of its citizens. Reggie Jackson shares seldom-told stories and data about the experiences of African-American and other peoples of color, past and present. He's also a former educator. Hey, welcome back, Reggie. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Earl. Thanks, man. Happy Monday to you. Good to be back.
Happy Motown Monday. You got it, man. You always going to be a part of Motown Monday, man. So, you know, we always going to be jamming.
I grew up with Motown, so that's my music, man.
So, Reggie,